etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are countless excellences of reciting durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood. The blessed companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, states, once in the morning, happiness was apparent on the luminous face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Companion asked its reason. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah Almighty has sent a message. O beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, if your ummati recites one durood upon you, I will write 10 virtues for him, remove 10 sins, elevate 10 ranks, and send mercy accordingly. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Once again, we are here with the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear about the teachings of Islam. Our beautiful religion, Islam, is the perfect and great religion which provided us with guidance in every matter and made its beautiful teachings about everything clear to us. We've heard about different actions and habits in our previous programs. The topic which we're going to discuss in today's program is immensely important and consists of the remembrance of great personalities, where Islam has given us awareness of other matters and taught us manners about them. Islam has also taught us to respect our shuyukh. Amongst human, some are those whom he made messengers. Some are those great personalities who were blessed with the honor of prophethood, and he made the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam the chief of all prophets and messengers. Where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was exalted over all prophets, his ummah was exalted over all the ummahs. After prophets, the most superior personalities amongst human are the holy companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, which we know as Sahaba-i-Kiram alayhi muridwan. Today we are going to hear about the brilliances of the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, their respect, the Islamic teachings about refraining from their disrespect, and the order about what opinion we should have about the holy companions alayhi muridwan. The holy companions and the Ahle Bayt alayhim ridwan are great personalities, and following them and loving them is the source of our forgiveness and success. In next program, inshallah, we will hear about the brilliances and manaqib, the praise of Ahle Bayt as well, inshallah. But in today's program, we're going to hear the manaqib, the brilliances and the praise of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. First of all, let's know who is called a Sahabi or the Holy Companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Companions is a fortunate Muslim who saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, in the state of faith, though he saw him only once and passed away in the same state of Iman, in the state of faith. Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullahi ta'ala has defined the Holy Companions as the one who met the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the state of Iman, in the state of faith, and got the honor of sitting with him, though for however little time he got the honor of closeness. Thus, a vision impaired person will also be listed under the definition of the Holy Companions because he got the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, though he did not see him. All the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are superior and greater in the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them for the company, help and support of his beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The verses about the brilliances and praise of these blessed personalities are mentioned in many places in the Holy Quran, in which their good deeds, good manners and faith are mentioned, and they have been given the glad tiding of forgiveness and the eternal reward right in the world. Who can gauge the greatness and dignity of those whose great attributes Allah Almighty Himself praises? about those holy personalities, some of the verses of the Holy Quran are as follows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, only those are true Muslims. For them are ranks with their Lord and His forgiveness and honorable sustenance. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and the earliest and the foremost muhajireen, the immigrants, and ansar, the helpers of the immigrants, and those who followed them with virtue, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him, and He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide therein forever and ever. Only this is the great success. Under this verse, it is mentioned in the commentary, Siratul Jinan, that from this verse we learn that the holy companions, alayhim ridwan, are just and destined for paradise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, after Prophets alayhi salatu wassalam, the holy companions alayhim ridwan are the worthiest of respect and reverence amongst all humans. These are the blessed personalities who accepted the invitation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and entered the fold of Islam and got ready with all their heart and soul and wealth to spread the universal and everlasting message of Islam throughout the world. History witnesses that to spread the teachings of the Holy Quran and Hadith and to elevate the flag of Islam, these blessed personalities made such incomparable sacrifices which can hardly be imagined in today's age. Looking at the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the great honor that none of the bounties of the world can be equal to it. And the blessed companions are those who were constantly blessed with the sight of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam day and night and heard the Holy Quran and the religion from the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In ahadith, their brilliances, their fazail are also stated. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given the order of respecting them and giving good remarks about them and keep refraining from disrespecting them. We will listen to some of their brilliance and some of their fazail, and after that, we'll hear about the reverence, the respect for them. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Do not abuse my holy companions, because if any of you gives gold equal to Mount Uhud in charity, he can neither reach a mud of any of my holy companions, nor half a mud." The commentator of Hadith, Allama Mazharuddin Hussain Zaidani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "The brilliance of the holy companions was only because of getting the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the time of the revelations. If any one of us gets a life of 1,000 years and follows the command which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout his life and refrains from prohibited things, in fact, he becomes the greatest worshipper of his time. Even then, his worship cannot be equal to one moment of the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The great honor of the companionship cannot be attained through any worship and any spiritual exercise. Hence, even if we do not find a narration about the brilliance of a specific holy companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, without any doubt, that holy companion has the high rank of honor, respect, greatness, and brilliance because of amongst human, the most superior and highest ranked after prophethood is to be a holy companion. And it is enough for the superiority of the holy companion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims in the Holy Quran that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him and He has kept ready for them gardens beneath which rivers flow to abide therein forever and ever. Only this is the great success. Allama Abu Hayyan ibn Muhammad Hayyan Andalusi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, the words بِإِحْسَانِ means all the holy companions alayhim ridwan. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "When you remember my holy companions, speak very carefully." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who has a distinct status amongst the holy companions who were a jurisprudent, once states while describing the dignity and brilliance of the holy companions alayhim ridwan, "The person who wants to follow the straight path should follow the path of those and follow in the footsteps of those who have left this world, because about the living ones, there is the likelihood that they will get involved in a mischief regarding their religion, and they are the holy companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They are the most superior in the Ummah. Their hearts are the most pious in the entire Ummah. Their knowledge is the deepest and their actions are free from formality. These are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the companionship, company and service of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hence recognize their brilliance and follow their ways and adopt their manners and lifestyle as much as possible. Indeed, they were steadfast in the straight guidance. Abdullah ibn Mukhbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah Almighty regarding my holy companions and do not insult them after me. The one who will love them will